This is The Art of Jazz. This week I got some interesting requests. Paula Kelly, a voice from the past. She was with the Modern Eras, that quartet that was so wonderful with Glenn Miller's orchestra. And so I went about the business of finding her elsewhere. Found her with Artie Shaw, 1941 for Victor. Lenny Hayton did the arrangements. I Don't Want to Walk Without You, written by Julie Stein, Frank Lesser. And Someone's Rockin' My Dreamboat by Otis and Leon Rene and Emerson Scott. Paula Kelly, Artie Shaw.
got my arm about you, baby. I thought the day you left me behind, I'd take a stroll and get you right off my mind. But now I find that I don't want to walk without the sunshine. Why'd you have to turn off all that sunshine? Oh, baby, please come back or you'll break my heart for me. 'Cause I don't want to walk without you, no. I follow the tide.
Kelly. Paula Kelly, not with Glenn Miller, but with Artie Shaw there. Artie and his clarinet and his orchestra. 1941 for Victor Records. I Don't Want to Walk Without You and Someone's Rocking My Dreamboat. And arrangements by Lenny Hayden, a wonderful arranger of the time. Did a lot of work that way. He's also known as Mr. Lena Horn. Artie Shaw and Paula Kelly. Joe Turner now in Chicago, 1944. This one isn't played much. Pete Johnson, his old friend from Kansas City, is on piano. Ernie Ashley guitar, Dallas Bartley on string bass. Turner wrote both these, It's the Same Old Story, and Rebecca.
Yeah. get your basket and let's go down to the wood. May not take no ferry, but we'll come back feeling good. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, no. But all right then. 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 All right then.
Joe Turner, Kansas City Finest, right there in 1944 in Chicago, Decca Records. It's the same old story, and Rebecca, both written by Turner. Pete Johnson, also from Kansas City, playing the piano. Ernie Ashley, guitar. Dallas Bartley, playing a string bass. It's the same old story. And Rebecca. It's interesting, so I don't think anybody's ever done a study about the repetitiveness of themes. It has to do with love, all this stuff like that. And the misery of life and the tough time of life, of course. And then you get that wonderful approach of singing to really let people know how you're feeling. And then you can tell the difference, I think, between somebody trying to score some points and somebody who's really telling you what's going on in their life. Joe Turner, one of them. We got some birthdays today, and I'll get to those in a moment. But first, this is The Art of Jazz, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the law offices of J. Michael Gallagher. For over 25 years, Michael Gallagher has been working to preserve parents' relationships with their children and to make sure child support payments are not financially debilitating. More information at don'tbeaweekendparent.com.
First up, the birthdays today, I will do a couple things or so of the birthday celebrant and then get to something else and then go to the next one and so on and then repeat it again later on in the program. I hope I have time for that. Charles Ellsworth Russell, known as Pee-wee, played tenor sax a little bit way back, but mostly clarinet. Born this date, 1906, in St. Louis. Here he is, 1944. Thank you. Pee Wee Russell, his clarinet, and this is his birthday. He's first in the birthday line today. Born this date, 1906, in St. Louis. And there, 1944, for Commodore Records, his Hot Four, that's the name of the band. Take Me to the Land of Jazz, written by Edgar Leslie, Burt Calmer, and pianist Pete Wendling. And then D.A. Blues, district attorney, I suppose. Pee Wee, Jess Stacy on piano, Sid Weiss on bass, George Wetling on the drums. Session Records, I talk about the little record companies that came out when there were big strikes between the musicians' union and the big guys. And Session Records was one of those. 1943-44. They were only around for, I don't know, maybe a year and a half, something like that. But they were started by a couple of guys that had a great idea, you know, put some jazz on 12-inch records as much as possible. Phil Featheringill and D.W. Bell started Session Records. And for your listening enjoyment, they recorded Mama and Jimmy Yancey, Mr. and Mrs. from Chicago. Jimmy was part of the grounds crew of the old Comiskey Park for years, did that, and one of the great, great pianists. He's going to play, his wife's going to sing, Make Me a Pallet on the Floor, traditional tune. Then How Long Blues, written by Leroy Carr. One version you'll get is just piano alone, and then Jimmy goes and plays the organ, and his wife sings How Long Blues. For your enjoyment, Mama and Jimmy. Thank you.
Girl, my son. How long? How
Mr. and Mrs. Yancey in Chicago. That's Jimmy and Mama. 1944 for Session Records. As I said, one of those little companies that thankfully came into existence and got some people maybe we wouldn't have. The great stylist on piano, Jimmy Yancey, Make Me a Pallet on the Floor, wife singing, and then How Long Blues, piano only, and then voice and organ, How Long Blues. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons in a presentation of this wonderful creation that we do, passing it along. Does makes me feel good. I was going to say it does my heart good. It does that when I see the stats on the number of people who are listening to this program who are under the age of 20, who are touched by the soul of fellow human beings and are interested in going out and learning more about it. And that's a step in the right direction, I think, for anybody, you know, to find out about yourself and find out what you like and go ahead. And it makes for, I think, a more pleasant existence. Mama and Jimmy Yancey. I had a call just a little while ago after I played the Pee Wee Russell. And a lady said, oh, I just like that. That's different. That's, you know, and she's going to go out and buy a CD. All right. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Seattle Art Museum, presenting Meet Me at the Center of the Earth, a collection of over 40 sound suits made of everyday materials by visual artist Nick Cave, described as a cross between Liberace, Shonabari, Haute Couture, and African ceremony. Info at seattleartmuseum.org.
Second birthday today. Up now, and get my notes back in my hand here. Benjamin Francis Webster, known as Ben. Ben Webster played the tenor saxophone and loved to play stride-style piano, but mostly the tenor sax. He was born this date in Kansas City, Missouri. And you know him if you listen to this program much. That the theme of my program is Cottontail, based on I Got Rhythm, created by Duke Ellington and, of course, George Gershwin. 1940, Ellington's orchestra and the tenor saxophone solo in there is Ben Webster. Before that, back in 1932, excuse me, Ben Webster, happened to be fortunate enough to be in Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra when they went to Camden, New Jersey, to cut 10 sides, that's 5 records, for Victor Records, in a very cold recording situation, December 1932 in Camden, New Jersey. This one has a great solo on it by Webster on his tenor. It's called Toby, written by Eddie Bearfield, who is in the band and on this cut plays the clarinet. The soloist, Bill Basie, he wasn't called Count yet. He's playing piano. He's kind of the second piano player in this band because Moten usually was. Bill Basie, piano. Eddie Durham, who did fine arrangements with the band, played trombone and here plays guitar. Hot Lips Page, a wonderful singer and trumpet player playing his trumpet. Webster's tenor solo. Basie again on piano. Bearfield on clarinet. And the fine work on trombone by Dan Miner. Ben Webster, Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra, 1932, and Toby. Thank you. Webster with Benny Moten's band, Camden, New Jersey, 1932. And he got a chance to play a solo there. And quite a solo, I must say. 1932, he was 23 and playing like that. In that band. Of course, he came out of Kansas City, and that band came out of Kansas City. The arrangement and composition, Eddie Bearfield. It's called Toby. Victor Records, December 1932. And they traveled all the way up from Kansas City to there on their own nickel. And I don't remember, it's a low amount of money that Victor Records gave them. For 5 records, 10 sides, all that great stuff. I think they played hot just to keep warm. Maybe the case. A jump now for Ben Webster, 1935, Teddy Wilson. Ask him to come in and be in an orchestra to accompany Billie Holiday. I brought this because it's beautiful what Webster does here. He plays the melody. I mean, part of the job of an artist is not to give you all the improvisation sometimes, but just to give you the beauty of how they feel about what it is they're playing, the melody, the song of what it is. Roy Eldridge is here on trumpet, Webster tenor, Teddy Wilson piano, John Trueheart guitar, John Kirby bass, Cozy Cole on the drums, and Billie Holiday going to sing. This is a Sammy Fain tune, favorite of mine, A Sunbonnet Blue and a Yellow Straw Hat. Thank you.
shy little he and she were declaring love's old story in the shade of the old apple tree. A sunbonnet blue and a yellow straw hat decided to say I do. So they rode to June in glory on a bicycle built for two. Years have passed, the song's old, the summer days are through. With silver threads among the gold, they still say I love you. A sunbonnet blue and a yellow straw hat are true to this very day. For he loves her in December, as he did in May.
Ben Webster with Teddy Wilson's orchestra behind Billie Holiday, 1935. July 1935. Nice time to be singing A Sunbonnet Blue and A Yellow Straw Hat. Brunswick Records, Sammy Fain wrote the tune. Roy Eldridge played the trumpet, Teddy Wilson piano, John Trueheart guitar, John Kirby on bass, and the great Cozy Cole backing Billie Holiday. All right. Duke Ellington now. This comes from Money Jungle, is the title that Ellington came up with. And it's certainly fitting the more we go along. Charlie Mingus bass, Max Roach on drums, Duke on piano. 1962 for United Artists. Ellington wrote it. It's called Warm Valley.
Thank you.
Duke Ellington, Charlie Mingus, Max Roach, piano, bass, and drums, and Ellington's Warm Valley, 1962 United Artists called Money Jungle. Wonderful things there. Duke Ellington, Charlie Mingus, Max Roach went off on their own, of course. It's interesting how those things come about, bringing people in. I'm sure they were honored to be with Ellington. Ellington actually fired Mingus. And it's because there was a tiff between Mingus and Juan Tizol, who played valve trombone in the band. They were chasing each other back and forth across the stage during a concert. And Ellington told Mingus, he said, Diesel's an old problem. And we don't need any more of that. Mingus afterwards said for years he said it was the most elegant thing that ever happened to him. Duke Ellington, Charlie Mingus, Max Roach, 1962, Warm Valley. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and all that jazz. A community service of Pacific Lutheran University. Next birthday, Sarah Vaughan, born this date, 1924, in Newark, New Jersey. I was fortunate enough to know Jimmy Rolls for a while, and he was a great resource person and a friend in that nature to tell me about things and so on and so forth. And he sent me this. This is from my rehearsal tape of a record that Sarah and Jimmy and his ensemble did in the early 70s. Al Ahrens is on trumpet, Teddy Edwards tenor, Rolls piano, Monty Budwig on bass, and Don Bailey on the drums. And, I'll just let these play out. And if you hear some applause, it's because they invited friends in. They thought it made it sound like it's an audience someplace. Sarah Vaughan and Jimmy Rolls, rehearsal.
There's danger in your eyes, Cherie, but I don't care. I'd give up paradise, Cherie, your love to share. Your kisses taste like wine, and when your lips meet mine, I know that any sin with you would be divine. There's tell me when and where we'll have our love affair. There's danger in your eyes for me, Shay, but I don't care. cherie. But oh, the bliss to linger in your arms, cherie, and kiss and kiss. Just tell me when and where we'll have our love affair. There's danger in your eyes for me, cherie. But I don't care. There's danger in your eyes, but I trees. I'm even free to sail the seven seas. And yes, I can't escape from you. I could ride away and hide away where we were miles apart. But when I got there, I'd find you there, right in my heart. And so you see that I'm really not free. I'm so afraid you might escape from me. I can't escape from you.
Sarah Vaughan, today's her birthday, born this date, 1924, Newark, New Jersey, and there in Los Angeles, early 70s, with Jimmy Roll's arrangements for her and a little band that he put together. Al Ahrens playing the trumpet, Teddy Edwards on tenor, Roll's piano, Monty Budwig bass, and Donald Bailey playing the drums. There's Danger in Your Eyes, Cherie, a beauty by Pete Wendling and Jack Meskill, written in 1929. Bewitched, written by Richard Rogers, lyric by Lorenz Hart, 1941 for Pal Joey. And I Can't Escape from You, written by Richard Whiting and Leo Robin, 1936. Sarah Vaughan, happy birthday wherever you are. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Charles Wright Academy, serving college-bound girls and boys grades pre-K through 12 with a student-teacher ratio of 8 to 1. CWA believes that inspired minds grow forever. Campus tours available for parents and students. Details at charleswright.org.
Now, let's see. Slam Stewart is going to come in now and play his bass. He plays it pizzicato, that is plucking the strings, or he plays it arco. An arc has a curve, and it's like the bow used in that sense. And what he does, Slam, in a way, sings along, humming an octave above what he's bowing, and it gets a wonderful effect. Musicraft Records, 1946. Hal West and his wife Margaret wrote Coppin' Out, and John Collins wrote Blues Collins, the band. Slam Stewart, of course, on bass, John Collins guitar, and Harold Doc West on drums, and Billy Taylor on the piano.
¶¶
The Slam Stewart Quartet, slam player on the bass, pizzicato and arco, 1946, Music Raft Records. Coppin' Out and Blues Collins, Billy Taylor piano, John Collins guitar, slam on the bass, and Harold Doc West. Harold Doc West playing the drums. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Sound Sleep Health. The goal of the physicians at Sound Sleep Health is to help patients with sleep disorders get a deep and restful night's sleep. Sound Sleep Health now offers in-home diagnostic testing. More info at soundsleephealth.com.
Next week I will be doing a different kind of program because it's the fun drive. That's where I ask you to help me. Give me something for what I've given to you. And all's fair that way, I think. So I'll be putting together a program of playing some things, but I'll have to talk about National Public Radio, the importance of that, the importance of public radio, meaning you and me, and the fact of keeping things going, of that kind of dialogue, which is very important. I don't care what you listen to. If you like what I like, that's fine. And if you like what you like, that's fine. And it shouldn't be the other way around about anything, really. And I'm here, and I've been here since 1982. I don't even want to count how many programs that is, but it's been great for me because I get a chance to share something that I deeply love with you. And so a couple of times a year, the station decides that it's, hey, we're going to ask the audience if they would like to contribute something. And you do beautifully. And just a reminder that the program isn't going to have any special texture to it necessarily, except that it will be improvised music. Birthday today, now Harold Kemp, known as Hal Kemp. Interesting person, clarinetist and alto saxophonist and arranger, had his own band in the 20s and 30s. Born in Marion, Alabama, this date, 1905. I brought a couple of them, arrangements by him. His drummer, Skinny Ennis, is his star vocalist. You'll hear the piano of John Scott Trotter. You might remember that name if you remember Bing Crosby's name from the 40s. Trumpet player Jack Purvis. Pinky Kinsel, there's a rare one, but he plays beautiful banjo and the fine tuba work of Jimmy Mullen. We will hear Oh Baby by Owen Murphy and Whiting and Holmes and Simon's Lovable. Happy birthday to Hal Kemp. Thank you.
I never knew that I could ever tell the way that I do. Till I look into your sweet eyes of blue, oh baby. Now I never had a thrill till I held your hand. I don't know what it is, but I understand that it's something new. It's different, it's grand, oh baby. When you kiss, I know I miss a beat or two in my heart, but I don't mind. There's nothing more to live for. What if I should die traveling well? I would have to climb the heavenly stair, and wouldn't it be hell if you weren't there, oh baby?
There's no use talking, you're so lovable. When we go walking, I throw out my chest. You're the best, others just imitate kisses that you create. Lovable, you've got a way of petting that just drives me wild. And say, heaven above above made you so lovable. Love me, lovable child.
Hal Kemp, his orchestra, his arrangements, his clarinet in some cases, and his alto. All of that. Fine band for Brunswick, 1928. Oh Baby, written by Owen Murphy, and Lovable, written by Whiting, Holmes, and Simons, with Skinny Ennis playing the drums in the band and singing. And John Scott Trotter doing the piano work, and Jack Purvis out there on the trumpet, and Jerry Mullen, Jimmy Mullen on tuba. Fine. Must have been great dancing to that stuff. Hal Kemp, born in Marion, Alabama. This date, 1905. And there, 1928. All right, what are we going to do now? Oh, J. McShann, famous Kansas City pianist and band leader, brought Charlie Parker to New York in the band. Played for a long time. This is a rare record of his done 1949 in Los Angeles for Downbeat Records. Vernon Geechee Smith playing the trumpet, Don Hill alto, Maxwell Davis, famous L.A. tenor saxophone player here, McShann piano, Tiny Webb guitar, Ralph Hamilton string bass, Jesse Sales on drums, Someone to Watch Over Me, written by George Gershwin, 1926, and Soft Winds, a beauty by Benny Goodman from 1940. J. McShann. Thank you. Jay McShann playing the piano as he did all his life, coming out of Kansas City, went over to L.A. and played there in 1949 for Downbeat 78 Records, Someone to Watch Over Me, and Soft Winds, Geechee Smith trumpet, Don Hill alto, fine solo work by Maxwell Davis on tenor, Tiny Webb guitar, Ralph Hamilton, string bass, Jesse Sales playing the drums. And now, Herb Lantz, a hidden talent singing. Ray Abrams, a hidden talent on tenor sax. And his sextet. Gonna back up Herb Lantz. Al Haig, piano. Jimmy Rainey, guitar. Gene Ramey on string bass. And Charlie Perry on the drums.
Close your eyes, rest your head on my shoulder and sleep. Close your eyes, and I will close mine. Close your eyes. Let's pretend that we're both counting sheep. Close your eyes. Oh, this is divine. Music play. Something dreamy for dance. While we hear romancing, it's love's holiday, and love will be our guide. Close your eyes. When you open them, dear, I'll be near by your side. So won't you close your eyes. Music play. Something dreamy for dancing while we hear romancing. Love's holiday. And love will be our guide. Close your eyes. When you open them, dear, I'll be near by your side. So won't you close your eyes. Music sweet and nothing to do but wait here for you by the candle glow. I'm so all alone these blue nights, watching all the candles slowly burn, kneeling here beside the low light, praying for you to return.
Bands like that, but they didn't sound that good, I don't think. Particularly Ray Abrams and his tenor and his sextet and Herb Lance. As I said, Hidden Talent from 1940. Name of the record company is fun. It's called Sittin' In With. And then they'll have on the label the name of the person. Close Your Eyes, written 1930 by Bernice Pitcairn and Candle Glow by Randall Klosky. And Al Haig on piano, Jimmy Rainey on guitar, Gene Ramey on string bass, and Charlie Perry playing the drums. Herb Lance here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Keystone Windows and Doors, a proud dealer of Milgard window and door products. Keystone specializes in preserving the original character and look of a home, whether it was built in 1906 or 2006, with heat efficiency windows and doors. Info at KeystoneWindows.com. Thank you.
Sir Charles Thompson playing the piano, solo piano for you, from Toronto, 1984, on the wonderful Canadian label Sackville. Robin's Nest, which he co-wrote with tenor saxophonist Illinois Jacquette, and Tommy Wolfe and Fran Lanisman's beautiful Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most. Sir Charles Thompson, Toronto, 1984, for Sackville Records. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is The Art of Jazz. All right, back to the birthdays. Pee Wee Russell comes in again. He was born this date, 1906, in St. Louis. He plays the clarinet. Here, in a concert at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. And I'm happy to know that, because I thought MIT was just a bunch of guys staring at a chalkboard. I used to do that, elementary school. The only difference is, in my mind, it was, I don't understand any of this. An MIT concert, 1966, Impulse Records, Henry Red Allen, trumpet and voice, Pee Wee Russell, clarinet, Steve Kuhn, piano, Charlie Hayden, string bass, Marty Morrell on the drums. Thank you.
good news for you, baby. You moving away from here. Got news for you, baby. Moving away from here. When you move, pretty mama, you leave your daddy here. Carry on, carry on.
Russell, his birthday today, born in St. Louis, this date, 1906, and there at MIT, 1966, and the record company, Impulse. With him, Henry Red Allen singing and playing his trumpet, Steve Kuhn piano, Charlie Hayden bass, and Marty Morrell drums. Pee Wee's Blues by Russell. 2 Degrees East, 2 Degrees West by John Lewis. And Graduation Blues by all of them. Pee Wee Russell, celebrate him today. And this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Gastroenterology Associates in Olympia, with a reminder that March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Colon cancer is preventable and curable if detected early. More information is available online at gastroassociates.org.
I mentioned John Lewis is one of the tunes that Pee Wee played for you, that 2 Degrees East and 3 Degrees West. And he wrote this, Django, D-J-A-N-G-O, with the Modern Jazz Quartet.
Thank you.
The Modern Jazz Quartet and Django, written by John Lewis. Lewis played the piano, Milt Jackson vibes, Percy Heath bass, Kenny Clark on the drums. 1954 for Prestige Records. This is the Art of Jazz, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the King County Library System, offering exercise for the mind and body on a book cover walking tour. Outdoor galleries of giant book covers now decorate 8 cities in King County. Details including cell phone audio guides at kcls.org/take-time-to-read.
I mentioned Django as the composition we just heard, played by the Modern Jazz Quartet, being written by John Lewis. And the inspiration of that was the great Belgian guitarist Django Reinhardt, members of the quintet of the Hot Club of France. A Hot Club was an organization. You could be a member, and you got to go to their meetings, and I suppose you paid some dues and helped out, you know, and wherever they were having concerts, once a week, hopefully. In most cases, you would find the quintet of the Hot Club of France and guests. However, here in Paris, 1937, you had Stephan Grappelli on violin, Django Reinhardt solo guitar, and, of course, rhythm guitar. Pierre Ferré and Marcel Bianchi playing rhythm guitars. And Louis Vola, the string bass. Quintet of the Hot Club of France, 1937 for HMV Records. Stefan Grappelli, violin, Django Reinhardt, solo guitar and rhythm guitar. Pierre Ferré and Marcel Bianchi, rhythm guitarists. And Louis Vola, string bass, would be here. Ain't Misbehavin' by Thomas Waller, written 1929. Rose Room by Art Hickman, written 1917. When Day Is Done by Bob Catcher, done 1926. And Runnin' Wild by Arthur Gibbs in 1922. This is the Art of Jazz. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Fifth Avenue Theater, presenting 9 to 5 the Musical, based on the movie. 9 to 5 the Musical features 12 new songs by Dolly Parton and American Idol's Diana DeGarmo. April 5th through 24th at the Fifth Avenue Theater. Tickets and info online at fifthavenue.org.
Birthday Sarah Vaughan, second act for her today. She was born Newark, New Jersey, 1924, this date, the 27th of March. Here in Hollywood, 1982.
From too much talk to silent touches, sweet touches, we turned our hearts to love and tried it, first time romance, there in the quiet. Love wants today. We loved, we slept, we left the lights on. The night's gone, and morning fine. And morning finds us caught in life's most sensible trance. Turn out the quiet. Low wants today. That are listening like ours. In old dreams find your wings. In silence, in silence. From too much talk to love. When pure emotion takes the moment, we take the chance. Turn up the quiet. Oh, today. you. Oh, what a lovely time it was. How sublime it was too. I didn't know what day it was. You held my hand warm like the month of May it was. And I'll say it was grand. Grand to be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice, say I'm all your own. I didn't know what year it was. Life was no prize. I wanted love and here it was, shining out of your eyes, your eyes. And I know what time it is now.
If you're wondering what I'm asking in return, dear, You'll be glad to know that my demands are small. Say it's me that you'll adore for now and evermore. That's all.
That's all. Show them the
Sarah Vaughan, happy birthday, born this date, 1924 in Newark, New Jersey, there in Hollywood, 1982 for Pablo. Love Dance, a rare one by Raymond Scott. I Didn't Know What Time It Was, a beauty by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart from 1939, Too Many Girls. And That's All, written 1952 by Bob Hames and Alan Brandt. Pablo Records, Sarah Vaughan, birthday. There, Hollywood, 1982. I'd like to go out with Ben Webster, born this date, Kansas City, 1909. In 1964, he took his tenor sax to his friend Milt Hinton's house. And they went into Hinton's music room, and Milt took up his bass and Ben Webster his tenor, and they gave us this. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ben Webster, tenor saxophone, Milt Hinton bass in Hinton's house, 1964, and Duke Ellington's Sophisticated Lady. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.